Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. My friend Gordon Chang is here to comment on first a headline from The Wall Street Journal in these last hours by James McIntosh. China's lost decade for investors has already happened. Subhead, any hope that post-pandemic reopening would lead to a return to rapid economic growth has foundered. A very polite way of saying the Chinese miracle is no more, if it ever was. Gordon, I turn to a new book I'm reading in preparation to speak with the author, Tanya Branigan, correspondent for The Guardian newspaper. Many years in China, had occasion in her reporting to meet now and again, anecdotally, survivors of the Cultural Revolution, 1966 to 1976, is generally the bracket for the time. It ended with Mao's death, according to that. However, Tanya Branigan speaks to people who were young and participated, the Red Guard, and their memories or not memories. These are once young people, now senior people, our age, Gordon, born between 46, 45, 46, and 55, 56, so that the Red Guard was a phenomenon of high school years or junior high school years. And I'm struck by, first, the cruelty and the horror of it. I have a general understanding that something very bad happened. One survivor, who was 13 at the time she joined the Red Guards, and was in Tiananmen Square on the first day of Mao speaking to the multitude, 800,000 reported around Tiananmen Square on August 18th, Red August, 1966. She was there. She witnessed it, chanting, "Long live Chairman Mao." Now, many decades later, she talks to her classmates now and again because she was the grandchild of an original member of the Communist Party, so Red Elite. And she talks to her classmates now about what they did, and they don't want to talk about it. Or they just find her slightly stale because she's not talking about her grandchildren or what her job was all those years for state media. The book is filled with incidents like this where former Red Guards or people who remember having been caught up in the fever, because it was a mania, it was a purge, it was something like down is up and white is black, or white is even not a color. But their memories are horrible, Gordon. And these are memories that consist of a failure of the center, the same center that Xi Jinping is now emphasizing with pictures of Mao. You travel widely, Gordon, and you talk to people who have memories reaching back. Our age group, Gordon, 60s and 70s. Do they speak of those years of Cultural Revolution when they have experience of it, and they've long since left that part of China behind, but do they remember those days?
John, I'm sure they remember those days. How could you not? This was the most abnormal period in China's history. But they don't really talk about it. And the reason is it is a topic which the Communist Party doesn't want people to talk about. Even more than, for instance, the Tiananmen Square massacre of 1989, and even more than the Great Leap Forward of the late 1950s and early 1960s, the Cultural Revolution, which nearly destroyed communist China, was the result of the basest instincts of one figure, and that is Mao Zedong. It reveals the weakness of the communist system. It reveals the weakness of one-person rule. Xi Jinping, the current Chinese ruler, reveres Mao, and actually has fond memories of the Cultural Revolution from what we can tell. And also he is trying to institute one person rule. And so any criticism of the Cultural Revolution is not only a criticism of the Communist Party, it's a direct criticism of Xi Jinping himself.
Tanya Branigan speaks to psychoanalysts, psychiatrists, which I understand exists in China, but there are very few of them. I think the statistics are there are more than 1 billion people, and there are less than 20,000 people who practice psychiatry or psychology or therapy. And the talk is, the conversation is illustrates the denialism, the difficulty of people to remember or suffer through their memories, because our most vivid memories are when we're very young. And these were 13, 14, 15-year-old schoolgirls who were wearing the red band, around their arm, drawn by themselves. And during that month of Red August, they would be called to the home of somebody they didn't know, being told that a capitalist is fighting us, and witnessing the beating of people, adults, and then the plundering, looting of their house, denouncing them as capitalists. To call it an insane period is not adequate, Gordon. The whole nation was caught up in this, what clearly, these many decades later, was sadism, and they're all scarred by it.
Yes, that's certainly right, John. The Red Guards were involved in murderous activities, brutality, some of the worst things that humans have done to other humans. And as I mentioned, this was the most abnormal period in China's history, maybe in the history of any country. This was just a complete breakdown of society. And this scars China, of course, because people don't want to admit what they did. Because they didn't. They were involved in murder and torture and brutality of the worst sort. So people want to forget. And this actually does help Xi Jinping, as I mentioned, because he doesn't want people to talk about this. This is a black period. You know, it's interesting, John. Now people say the Cultural Revolution was a decade, 1966 to 1976. Ended with the arrest of the Gang of Four after Mao's death. But for the Communist Party, they say the Cultural Revolution existed only 3 years, 66 to 1969. And so there is denialism across the board in Chinese society, from the top of the Communist Party to individuals.
It means, though, Gordon, the families all know everything because they have a missing grandparent or a missing uncle, or the uncle or grandparent or grandmother lived on in the family. There's an anecdote in Tanya Brannigan's book where she's speaking to the granddaughter of someone who participated. And she said, well, what are your dates? When do you believe it ended? And the woman says, April of this year, because that's when her grandfather died. So what we have is a whole nation that knows everything that is not permitted to talk it and to talk about it. And Gordon, we have theories about what that means, but it's extremely damaging to the family unit, and it introduces the lack of confidence that is critical for a family to survive.
Yes. I mean, I remember when we were in Shanghai talking to a victim of the Cultural Revolution, and in a relatively open period, this was the 1990s, there was some discussion of this about how the family survived day to day during the Cultural Revolution. But this was a victim. But you can imagine that there were tens of millions of people who were perpetrators. And so those perpetrators want to create this memory hall because they don't want to be blamed. They don't want to be held accountable for what they did. And I'm sure that they are tortured in their own memories. And so you have a whole nation which has been scarred by the Cultural Revolution, and even though it's over 1976, most people say, as Tanya Brannigan's correspondent said, it's still continuing.
The book is Red Memory. Tanya Brannigan is the author. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.